So in other words, we have to be careful from him. So Rashi called Hayoyim Rosam Mitzayis Fesef. Every time, every day, it gets worse and worse, the Yetzara. And I'm Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Yitzroi Shaladim is Gabriel of Becholyim. Or Mevakesh Lamisa, the Yetzara comes to you every single day and wants to kill you. Shenema the Pasuk says, Soifer Rosh Le Tzadik Mevakesh Lamisoi. That the Yetzara was waiting to kill the Tzadik. If not for Kodesh Baruch Hu that's helping you, you couldn't hold back and fight the Yetzara. Shenema the Pasuk says, Hashem lo yazvenu biyodoi, lo yashiyenu bishoftoi. And Tana the very Shmuel, in Poga Bechor Menuvel Zeh, if you meet up with this Menuvel, this disgusting person, you meet up with this Yetzara, is Moshchei Beis HaMedrash. Bring him into the Beis HaMedrash. In other words, if you see you have a title, you have a lust to do something, you see the Yetzara is getting hold of you, he wants to tell you to do an Avera, the Yetzara is drag him into the Beis HaMedrash. And a little Moshe now, in Evenu, if he's like a stone, the Yetzara anymore, he'll melt away. In Barzalu, if he's like metal, mispoitzates, he'll like break apart. In Evan, who Nimuach, he's like a stone, he'll melt away when you bring him into the Beis Medrash, which partially means if you start to learn Torah, this chus of your limit of Torah will destroy the Yetzara. The Yosef the Pasuk says, Hoy called Soma the Chulamayim, Hosev Avonim Sochel Kumayim. So you see, water can like melt away the stone. In Barzlu, if the Yetzara comes to you like a piece of metal, Mispoitse, so like, so you spread out. Kdichsev Haloi Koi Divrei Devorei Kesh. Numa Hashem, Kapati Shafoitse Selah. Like a person that hits the stone and it spreads out, it disperses into different pieces. So that's the kliyach of limud haTorah, bringing them into the Beis HaMedrash, that will stop the Yetzara from getting after you. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Yetzara ma'asisa liyodam ve'olam hazeh. The Yetzara talks you into doing averis in this world. Umeyed olav ve'olam habo. And if you do listen to him and do the averis, he's going to be there to say edus upon you, to tell about you, loss of love to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenem and Apostik says, Mefanek minoyer avdoi, the yachrisa yiye monoin. That means at the end there'll be monoin. So the Gemara dashings on this. Shekein biat bach, sharebchia kurin lesado minoin. That if you change around the olive base, it comes out that Rashi says biat bach, means olive base, who olive test. There's Aleph goes into Tes, Beis goes into Ches, Gimel goes to Zion, Dalet goes into Vov, Reyasirus, Yud, Sadik, Chof, Pei. This is the way you change around the Aleph Beis, the type of way to dash in the Psukim. So it comes out the Menoin means Sadus, means saying Edus. So the kid to the Eight Sarah, he's going to be there to say Edus, to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly all the Ra that you did. Rafun Rome, Rafun Esfakashik, Sib 1 Pasuk says, Ki Ruach Zununim His Soya. That the Ruach means that the Yetzara saw you, made you do things wrong. He saw you, he tricked you. Uchsiv, he made you do things by mistake. Uchsiv, bekirbom. And then it says he goes inside you. So mashma, the Yetzara is inside a person. The word says, betchila he saw him. At the beginning, he just fooled you. He tricked you to go on the wrong path. Ulepsoif, bekirbom. At the end, he becomes so close to you, he's like inside you. Because you have to be careful from the Yetzara. At the beginning is just like an error you're doing, but at the end he's mamish part of you, he's taka bikirbom, he's inside you. Tomorrow says, Omar Rava, Betchila Koro Hoylech, Olevsaif Koro Oirech. At the beginning it's only called the Holach, he's somebody that goes, he just passes by the Yetzara. Olevsaif, and once he gets a hold of you, Koro Oirech is like a guest, he stays by you, he doesn't need to go. Lepsayef Korish, at the end is called a man. Shinema Vayovay Holach Lish, Hoshir, Vayachmoil, Lakachas Mitzoyim of Koroi, Lassus Lerich. Oksiv Yikach Akiv Shasish, Harash, Vayas Lish Haboilov. So you see, the apostle calls him first an Ish, then a Hoilach, it says, if a Ket says a Hoilach, it says Oirach, then it says Nish. So that's the way the Yetzara goes. From a little bit, he comes closer to you. The Rashi says, Oirech means Achsanoi, he's like a guest by you. And Ish, he's a Balavayis, he's the owner already. Amar Rabbi Yechnan, Eva Kotin Yesh Taliyodim. First has an Eva, that means by the Eva Atashmish, Trashi Gvi Gedid, that's the Mokam, where the Zera comes out, is Marivoi Sova. If you hunger it, because you don't have too much Tashmish, that satisfies you. Mazbiya Rov, but the more Tashmish you have with your wife, the more hungry you are, the more you want. Shenemar, kemarisim vayisovu. Kemarisim, when you're like fasting, don't have it, keep away from it, that satisfies you. Because the less tashmish you have, like the more satisfied you'll be, but the more you go after it, the less satisfied you'll be, you just want to have more and more and more. Omar Rav Chomno Bar Acho, Amri Beirav, Arbo Mischarat Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebarim. There are four people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels bad that He created them. V'eluhen, these are the four people. Golos, Kastim, V'yishmelim, V'yetzoro. Golos, how do we know by Golos? The Chassidus Pasuk says, V'yato Mali Ponyum Hashem. Like, what are you doing here? Kilokach Imoy Chinam. He took you for nothing because he was better off not creating you. Kastim, the Chassidus Pasuk says, Hein Eretz Kastim Ze'om Lehoyu. This is like a nation that shouldn't have been. Yishmelim, the Pasuk says, Yishloyuv, Oy Holim, Lishoydidim, Uvatu Chois Lamagize El, Lasher Hevi Eloi'a, Eloka, Biyodoy. In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has charota why He created this nation called the Kasdim. The Shmelim. Vaita. Yetzhara, the Yetzhara, the Siddur Pasuk says, Vasher Harisan. Like the Kodesh Baruch Hu, like I have afflicted. The Kodesh Baruch Hu did bad to it. In other words, He felt bad like that he created it. Vaita. Om Rebbe Yechanan. Elmolei Sholosh Mikrois Halol, not for these three psukim, Nismoititu Ragleim Shoshenim Shoy Yisrael. It would go. We'll stop here. Mitzvah will continue on the next tape. We'll start from Yidnun Beis and Beis again. From the four lines down from the big lines. Yom Rab Yechanan. Elmolei Sholosh Mikrois Halol, not for these three psukim, is Nismoititu Ragleim Shoshenim Shoy Yisrael. Would have been wiped out the feet of the same and the enemies of Israel, which really means here Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael themselves would have been wiped out. In other words, we do chatoyim, we deserve to be wiped out. But these three psukim say it's not our fault, it's like Hashem's fault that we do the chatoyim. Chad dechsev asher hareisei. Like Rosh Baruch says, He created the Eitz Hara, and He Himself made it bad for us. So it's the Eitz Hara that causes us to do the Averus. Chad dechsev hinik echeimer b'yad ha-yotzer, like a mold in the form of the point that makes it. Kain Atem is also biyodi. Like we're in the yad, in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like it's Hashem's fault that we do the chatoyim. Vidach, another pasuk says, Vasirois yes leiv heaven mitzarchem, I'll take away the heart made out of stone, for the sat lechem leiv basar, I'll give you a leiv made out of basar. So mashma, the leiv, the heart we have right now, it's a bad heart. That's why we do the chatoyim. Rehapov v'romach mahai, from this pasuk also, nami, v'yesruchi etem kirbechem. My Ruchi I'll put in amongst you. No, it's Hashem's Ruach that's helping us. So it's not a totally our fault. We have to blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. The Irani Hashem Abo HaKaroshim. Hashem showed him four different craftsmen. Abo HaKaroshim. Man, you know, who are these four people that are HaKaroshim, that are craftsmen? As Omarab Chonin Bar Bizno, Omarab Shimin Chasido is Mashiach Ben David. One of them was the Mashiach Ben David. These are the ones that are going to build up the Beis HaMikdash. Or Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu v'Kohen Tzedek. Eliyahu and Kohen Tzedek, these are called Haroshim, people that build. So Rashi says, Mashiachim shneim Haroshim v'Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The two Mashiachs, they helped to build the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Eliyahu Harosh Evin Shebonim Mizbeach Har HaKarmel. Eliyahu built the Mizbeach Har HaKarmel. Umasinu Shu Osir Lishtaleich, will also be sent. The Kohen Tzedek, who Shem ben Noach, Nikra Harosh, Kosu Yosef built. Some say he'll build the teva by Noach. That's why it's called also craftsman. By the Moser Rosheshis, Rosheshis has the kasha to Rav Kana like. Ihochi is so. Who? To Rav Chana. Rav Chana by reason said this. Said Psham this posse. So Moser Rosheshis, Rosheshis has the kasha. Ihochi if so, the posse is talking about these people are building up. Hainu the seer, the posse says. V'yemer alai elo hakronois hashezoras Yuda. These are like the horns that are and they spread out Yehuda. They're coming to destroy Yehuda. So Hainu Lishuva Yisoy. It's called, these are coming like to build up Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk is Mashma, these are coming to break Klal Yisrael. So Amalei answered back, Shuffle safe for the crow. Look at the back, the end of the Pasuk. Now the end of the Pasuk says that the Pasuk is not going on these four people. By Yavoyu Eilo Lahakradoisim Liyodoisim Sakronois. Hagoyim Anoisim Keren Halaretz Yudal Yisroisim. Now, the end of the post is not going to say this post is talking about the post before, about these four people. These four people are building up. And this is a different post that's talking about somebody else. Shashi Lena. We're not talking about these four people that are building up. Elabu'uma is talking about the other goyim. That's what he answered in. This post that says that the goyim will destroy us, is going on other people, not on these four people. So Omalei, so Sheshis answered back. Like, why should I start up with Chon and Nagarata? He's a bigger bucket than me, Nagarata. He knows what he's saying. By the possible, Hoy is there, Sholem, Ashur, Kiyova Biatseinu. Come the time in Ashur when Syria will be peace with us. The Chiyidruch Vamanaseinu. It'll break down our towers. The Yakamnu Alav, Shiva Royim. And it'll put upon us seven people that are Royim, shepherds. Ushmoinin Asichai Odom. And eight very important people. That's when we put upon Klal Yisrael. Maninu, who are these people? Sheva Royim, who are the seven shepherds? That's David, Biemtzi's in the middle. Now, Adam, Sheshem, Shashalach, Miminoi. These were three tzaddikim on the right side. And Avram, Yaakov, and Moshe, Bismol, they're on the left side. So exactly what it means, these are the Sheva Royas. Rashi also is not so sure what it means. Well, Maninu, Shemoin, Lesicha, Yodim, who are these eight people that are very choshva people? That's Yishai, Bishoel, Lishmuel, Amos, Atzanya. These are the eight people that are very, very chashim. But then the Mishnah says, Abu Salomis, that there were four ladders on each type of the candlesticks. It's Tana Gavoya Shomunera Chamishim Amam. The menorah was 50 amas high, that's why they had to have four big ladders going up there. The Abu Yelodim Shaprochet Kunav Yodayim Kadi Shemin Shomayin of Yesim Lud. By the Sinsa Vesa Shwev, they used to light the menorah, so they had four young Kanim. And they were holding in them the pitchers of Shemin that equaled up to 120 lug of Shemin. That's how much oil was burnt every night by Sichel Beis HaShoreva. So Yiboyelihu, Meya V'yesum lug kula, doesn't mean altogether it was 120 lug, Oidum l'chol chad v'chad, each young child, young Kayin, was carrying by himself 120 lug. So it'll be four times that. Tosh Shema coming here, over Yodayim it says, Kadi Shemin, they had in their hands pitchers from oil, Shel shloishim shloishim lug. Each one held a pitcher that held 30 lug in it. Kula neyav yesim lug. Together it was 120 lug. So clearly it means altogether it's 120. Tana was learned. Vein mishubachim hayu yesim mibnoa shomarsis. These young kanim were stronger and better than the son of Marsa, Bas Baisim. That Omru al Benoa shomarsis Bas Baisim was set upon her son, shoyonoito shtei yirochis. He was so strong he was able to hold two sides of an animal, a whole zaitel, two sides of an animal, shall shore of a big ox, hagodol, shall a kuach biel of zuz, that you buy it for $1,000, who's able to hold these two big zaitel sides of an animal, well, mahalach ekev v'tzad godol, he could walk very slowly up to the mizbeach. That's what he could do. Ekev v'tzad godol means you walk step by step. And as usually, if you want to carry something very heavy, you try and run fast, get it over with already. He was so strong, he was able to go nice and slow. The other brothers, the Kanim, didn't let him carry up the animal, whereas the Korban, he didn't let him carry it up by one person. Well, he had in Gemara and Yuma that his whole said he needed 24 people to work with Tomit Shoshachar. Everybody had to help along, a few people together. Because the more people you have doing it, that's the klal, Beroivam Hadris Melech. Why do you say these young Kanim here, by the Silka Beis HaShoreva, carrying these lug of Shemin, was Meshubach, were better than her son? Ilayim Mishum Yukre, because they were stronger, they carried a heavier measurement. To carry two sides of a big ox weighs much more and is much heavier than to carry these 30 lugim of Shemin. So the young Kanim were not stronger, the Bnei Shomasis were stronger. El Hosam Keves Umruba. Over there, when the Benoah Shomas was able to carry it up the canvas, the plank, it was slightly, it went upwards. It wasn't directly straight up. It went up gradually. And every four amis long, it went up an amma. So it's easy to walk that way. The canvas with the canvas and ruba, every fourth amit went up. For Lois Zakev, it wasn't straight up. Avahachos, Solomos, the Zakev Tuva. Here, the ladders went straight up, like the menorah was 50 amas tall. He had the ladders going straight up to reach the top of the menorah, that they were able to hold these pitchers that had 30 lugim of yain of oil in it and walk straight up. So that you need a lot of strength. That's why they're called stronger than Hassan. Now the Mishnah says, "L'hoyechos bishlayim." The light was so great from this menorah that they used by the sins of Beis HaShoreva that every chotzim yishlayim had light from it. Tono, ishahoy sabereres.